Hey Trojans, and welcome back to General Education. I'm your host, Kevin Gramling. In this final episode of the spring semester, we will be recapping a piece about the new changes to the Wrigley Institute for Environmental Studies, as well as the water damage caused by flooding at Bernkrant Residential College. Next up, we'll be chatting with reporter Erin Walton about her recent article on Kind Grounds, a USC alum's business. Hey, we get it. It's finals week. That's why we've got you covered with all of this week's latest highlights. Our first story, from assistant news editor Marcel Lacey, is about new changes to the Wrigley Institute for Environmental Studies. WIES is well known for its Wrigley Marine Science Center on Santa Catalina Island. Committing to sustainability challenges around the world, there are three research centers: Earth and Environmental Systems, Applied Environmental Solutions, and Social Transformation, are adding social science research internships. The Institute's director, Joe Arvai, revealed a name change this Thursday during the event, An Evening with Intersectional Environmentalist Leah Thomas. The new name will be Wrigley Institute for Environment and Sustainability. Arvai states he is proud of the name change, feeling it is a representation of the Institute's commitment to expanding their mission. Our next story, by writer Zach Lara, is about the water damages Bernkrant Residential College faced. In response to a clogged drain pipe that prevented kitchen operations, the University of Southern California closed the Everybody's Kitchen Dining Hall for emergency repairs. However, the closure was not related to flooding at Bernkrant Residential College. The kitchen in the dining hall will require repairs for days on end, according to a statement from the Executive Director of Facilities, Operations, and Maintenance, Eric Johnson. Students are advised to find other places to eat during this time. Maintenance staff largely disregarded the problems despite reports of water damage at the neighboring Bernkrant Residential College, where bathrooms frequently flooded throughout the year. Students expressed dissatisfaction with USC's handling of the persistent problems, which included broken bathroom fixtures and water issues. Today for our interview, our producer Grace Ingram will be speaking to one of our writers, Erin Walton. Walton's article centered on a coffee shop founded on philanthropy. This coffee place, named Kind Grounds, was founded by public policy alum Evelina Godecki, who wanted to start a values-driven organization with a positive mission. She did just that in February, when Kind Grounds opened its doors. Grace will now speak with Walton about her experience writing the Kind Grounds article.
So how did you come upon Kind Grounds? Had you heard about it before?
I actually had not heard about Kind Grounds before, but I saw it on the pitch sheet and I thought it was super interesting, and so that's why I decided to pick up the story.
Nice. So Kind Grounds has plenty of people involved. Are there other people you would have liked to interview for this piece? Were there any other options that you considered?
Yeah, sure. So I would have loved to have gotten the opinions of customers from Kind Grounds. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do so. But I would have loved to have gotten their opinion on the Kind Grounds experience and their thoughts on their social impact initiatives.
Can you tell me a little bit more about their social impact initiatives?
Sure. Kind Grounds has three commitments. First one is their people. So the owner and other people that I got to interview about Kind Grounds talked a lot about how they recruit employees from nonprofits. They also really emphasize their community. So they have a lot of fun events and different ways to give back, whether that's through donations or promoting other kinds of initiatives. And lastly was their environment. They really wanted to be environmentally conscious. So they told me a lot about how they source their coffees and their teas, as well as how they hope to have compostable products in the future.
How was writing this article different from others you have written before? Were there any surprises along the way?
This article is different than anything else I've written before because I've never had to interact with USC alumni before for a story. And that was one thing I really enjoyed, kind of getting a glimpse as to how their experience at USC shaped their interests and their future. With this story, I also had the ability to learn how someone created their own business, which is really exciting. I got to learn about the steps and the thought process behind starting Kind Grounds, and it was pretty inspiring to see how something that started off as an idea was able to inspire their community.
And what parts of Kind Grounds, its team, and its mission did you think were the most important to emphasize in your article? What do you want people to take away?
I really wanted people to take away how mission-driven Kind Grounds is. I feel like a lot of the time when we think about different social initiatives or environmental initiatives, we don't really tie it into something as casual as like coffee or tea. And I thought this was such a unique idea, and I wanted to show readers that we can start being more mission-driven in our everyday lives.
Do you think it would be beneficial or interesting to revisit Kind Grounds in the future, and what might warrant that?
Yeah, I do think it would be interesting to revisit Kind Grounds in the future. When I was doing my interviews, they mentioned how many exciting and new things they plan on doing in the future. Kind Grounds is also very neighborhood and community driven, so I'm sure they're going to have a lot of new exciting ideas come their way. I think something that would warrant a revisit would be some more events, new initiatives, and also to see how they expand into their community.
What are some of those events they're planning in the future? Do you know?
So some of the upcoming events that Kind Grounds has includes a trivia night, a coffee tasting event, a murder mystery event, also a beach volleyball tournament, paint and sip, and a chess night. And I'm excited to see what other events they have in the future.
Again, that was Grace Ingram, one of our producers, with Aaron Walton, one of our writers. To hear just how much Kind Grounds is giving back to the community, here's Evelina Godecki.
So for the people portion of it, that is our commitment to all of our barista positions. We only hire through Path and Chrysalis, which are both employment nonprofits that really focus on supporting either the homeless or low-income communities and helping them with professional development and helping them with a resume and interview skills, and then help them get connected with job opportunities such as us. So that's our commitment to our people. And I guess in a way that kind of loops into community too, because we do want to create for our employees a really healthy community that they can grow in. And then moving into kind of our pillar around community is that we want to kind of donate back to the community and be involved as much as we can.
If you want to visit Kind Grounds yourself, you can find it in Mar Vista on Sawtelle Boulevard. It's near the intersection of the 405 and Venice Boulevard. This episode of General Education was hosted by Kevin Gramling, written by Kevin Gramling, Isabella Zhang, Shaza Fadul, Narissa Ramirez, Grace Ingram, and Christina Scarbo, edited by Kevin Gramling. Produced by Grace Ingram and Christina Scarbo. General Education is one of three shows on the Daily Trojan Podcast Network. You can find more episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts, as well as our website, dailytrojan.com. Visit the episode description for our links and more information. Stay tuned, Trojans. General Education will be back for summer semester. See you sooner rather than later, Trojans.